Let's get real, America. We have a sociopath, quote his niece from her book, who is ruining our country. He is trying to divide the races, putting blacks against whites, against brown Americans, against Chinese Americans, against immigrants, doing whatever he wants to, and nobody's stopping us. It's our job to stop him. We need to go out and vote, get him out of office, get him into the hospital that he needs to be in, and get this country back where it belongs, with everybody loving each other, everybody helping each other, no matter what your race, no matter what your religion, no matter what your situation is. Everybody needs to reach out and give everybody else a hand up. If you're able to help somebody, please help them. I'm a grandfather who had to adopt 4 of grandkids, and I cannot get the United States government, thanks to Donald Trump, to give us any kind of help. I have lost 3 cars since I adopted my kids because I can't get any help from the government. I am riding around in a car that is garbage. The tie rod end fell off 2 weeks after I got it. The bottom ball joints fell off a month later while my wife was driving it with the kids in the car. Luckily, she was in a parking lot and only doing 5 miles an hour. Why? Because the United States government thinks it's more important to listen to a quote from his niece's book, a sociopath, than to help the American people. This is ridiculous. It needs to stop. And you need to get out and vote. And you need to get out and vote him out of office. I am a Republican, and I promise you, I am voting for Biden. My rest of my votes will still be Republican, but for the President of the United States, I will vote for Biden. Because a sociopath cannot run his own life. How does anybody in the United States of America expect a sociopath to run the United States of America? There will be more coming tomorrow. Thank you. Have a good day.